Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I think he was out of breath.
That was like me after a couple pumps.
Oh, my God. Couple what?
Simmer.
That was TMI.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Joe Lacob is officially frustrated. More than the fans. That's what he indicated to a fan who wrote him an email concerned about where the Warriors are, and Joe Lacob got back to the fan, and basically said
a lot, but it was in a little.
He's frustrated more than anybody, and he's working on it. It's complicated. Style of play, coaches' desires with players. Jimmy's not the problem. Oh, league trends. League trends was in there too. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're at. That's where we're at right now with the Warriors. And after this, you know, reading this, like I think Kerr's a part of this. There's no doubt. And to what extent, I don't know. He's not under contract next year. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it does feel like there's something going on.
Yeah, and I'm right there with you. And, you know, yesterday I was quoted and told you all that I felt like, you know, 27 games in, I just feel like this might be some of Kerr's worst work because I hadn't agreed with the rotations and the fact that you don't know who you are and you pretty much got the same dudes. But forget me saying that, Steve Kerr said the same thing about him grading himself. And you could just say, oh, that was just, you know, coach speak. But why do I feel like he believes that? And maybe something's going on to where there is a struggle within. And that's what I get when the owner says coach's desires, style of play, and, you know, I look at it through a prism of Joe Lacob's watching all these young studs, forget the records on other teams, length, athleticism, and he knows, hey, look, we had a chance to get some of that. We didn't, so that festers. But the bottom line is you watch the Golden State Warriors this season through 27, and you could see they're at a disadvantage or deficiency when it just comes, Stoney, to athleticism.
Yep.
I would hate that. You know, if I was the architect or the maestro of putting something together and not have, you know what I mean? Like, that's on Joe, too. And you said, you
that's
know, part of it.
On Joe almost exclusively. The roster is Joe and Mike Dunleavy. And if Steve Kerr has so much sway that he's impacted them, then that's might be a problem too. Let's go to Lamont in Oakland to start us off. Hey, Lamont, how you doing?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
I just wanted to talk real quickly about, it's interesting that you said Lacob talked about the league trends. And here's a league trend for you. Championship teams usually don't have their best players 37 years old. That's a reality. If you look at OKC, if you look at even the best teams in the league, even if you look at Durant with the Rockets, he's not the best player. He might be the best scorer, but he's not the best player on the Rockets. You got Shane Goon.
Right.
You got a lot of other players around, and there's no way that the Warriors are going to be a championship team, which is what they say they're going to want to be, right? They still, the door's open for five. If Steph Curry's their best player, and he's great. I'm not knocking Steph Curry. He's doing an amazing job this year for the game that he's playing. But it just doesn't work. There is no team that's going to be championship contention when their best player is 37. I don't care how many points he's scoring. Like it just doesn't work that way. And even if you look at the Lakers, they're doing better this year because LeBron is the third, and dare I say sometimes even the fourth wheel, because you got Luka, you got AR-15, you even got DeAndre Ayton, you got Hachimura. All these teams that we're talking about, their best player is not even Smith in 37. The oldest one might be Giannis, and he's like 31, maybe, right? Look at Boston. Jaylen Brown, when Tatum comes back. All these championship caliber teams, they're a younger team.
Right.
And the idea that we can get around this is maybe hubris by the front office. I don't know why, but you can't do it. And he's talking about league trend. This ain't a trend. This is reality. You can't win a chip like that unless you got to have some younger guys, not just younger guys. We got younger guys who can play a little basketball. You need younger ballers, though.
Yeah.
And there's not a baller on this team that's young.
Mm. Well said.
Don't you talk about the defensive end, right? If Draymond is your best defender and he's 35, 36, it's trouble again.
Yeah.
Because there's not – the youth is not there, and it has not panned out, Guru. Like you said with the draft pick, it didn't pan out. But the idea, the hubris to think that they're still on a championship arc just because Steph's dropping 35 – it's hubris. It's arrogance because that's not how the league works. And that's all I got, guys.
Good stuff, man.
Thanks, Lamont. Appreciate the call.
Sobering.
I actually agree with him on the Steph Curry. You got to get somebody in here better than him. But it's not because Steph still doesn't have it. And the other reason they need somebody like that now is because, like, Steph would be so good playing off a guy now that's better than him.
Imagine if he was in LeBron in L.A. playing with those two dudes, AR-15 and Luka. Just think of, close your eyes and think about how easy and effortless that would be. But we're asking him to be the 25-year, the best version of himself in his career at 37. He'll never say it. It's unfair.
Let's go to Joseph in Richmond. Hey, Joseph, how you doing?
Happy holidays, guys.
Same to you.
Quick question, then I'll get into it. Can an NBA team just go down to the G League and bring somebody up, or is there some other things that they have to go through?
One more time, Joseph?
I said, can an NBA team go down to the G League and bring somebody up, or is there some other steps that need to be taken?
If the guy is not on a two-way, then those guys are essentially free agents.
Okay. Here's the thing for Pat Spencer. Cut bait with Horford. He cannot move like he used to. There go your money for Pat Spencer, and bring up a big from the G League, please. Another thing. If Draymond decides to opt out at the end of the year, let him walk. Let him walk. He's too doggone volatile, and the doggone players, some of the younger players, they're tired of him yelling at them.
Mm.
All
right, Joe.
That's all I got.
Yeah. All right, Joseph, good stuff. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask me what I would do? You know, everybody.
Shut you talking to
everybody
me.
Everybody always, everybody's complaining. I got a little. I tell you what I would try right now, and you're not going to believe me.
Stani, what would you do?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what I would do, believe it or not.
I'm
starting over right now. I know you're going to hate it, but I'm starting over, and I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm going back to the lineup we started the year with.
Okay, give it to me.
Curry. Now, Pods was starting. If you want to use Will Richard, go ahead and use Will Richard.
No, but this is yours. No, but we want this yours.
Why don't you go back to Curry, Pods, Butler, Kuminga, Green?
Okay.
Okay. See if you can recapture what you did early in the year and go from there. Pick your next four or five you're going to play and then base it all off game number 28. And we're going to start to try to refigure this out again.
Now, that could happen Thursday night against Phoenix. My question to you is, why do you think it's not happening or there's a delay on that? And that's why I just keep going to the basketball connoisseur in me was hurt. Because I feel like, and why I would tell Steve to his face, it feels like you're conducting tryouts during the season. And that's not good for anyone. Like, you've had ample time, even years, to know what you're working with. So if that's what you want to do, Stani, I still feel like the stew or the gumbo or the goulash is going to taste the same.
Yeah, I think Kerr's a part of this for sure, but I don't see, like, I think the reason Lacob said it's complicated is because the answers aren't on the roster, and they have more than one answer they need, and he knows they're not a move away. And so we're getting to the point where, look, they made it clear it was a two-year window, and that if things started to fall apart, they'd be ready to pivot. Are we getting to that? Are we getting to that point? Is the question
and,
I have.
And before you grab the next call, you have me so fired up, and I'm basketball excited about Ferdale, our guy, because I know he will just double back and follow up with Jimmy. I know Lacob may be in denial and say, you know, he didn't mention Jimmy, but the bottom line is we are not getting $55 million production from Jimmy Butler. And I'm desperate. This is all I feel like we have left without a trade. So I can't wait to hear Butler answer the calling. And you said he wrote a piece on, can Jimmy do more? Like, that will tell me so much, Jimmy's response to that.
Yeah, I bet you Jimmy will say, yeah, I'm not talking today.
Oh, that would break
Fridell's going to go up to Raymond Ritter and go, I want to talk to Jimmy today. And Jimmy's going to be, not today.
But it will come. It might not be today, but it will come.
Stani, there's 15 games between now and January 15th.
All right.
Would you be willing to give that starting lineup a 15-game runway?
That's a little high. Maybe half of that.
But, Evan, what are you looking for that you don't already know?
Well, you're trying to recapture the way you played the first 2 weeks of the season when Kuminga was doing things that were helping you.
Well, and also everybody else was playing well.
Like, correct.
That's the only time this season that they've consistently played well over a two-week stretch, because they're 4-8 in their last 12.
Do you remember when you touted this, Steven Jackson said, that's the best starting five in the league. Curry, Pods, Butler, Kuminga, Green.
Yeah.
The problem, of course, one of the problems is then you're starting Draymond at center. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I'm from Union City, California. Stani, went to James Logan High School. I do not coach in the NBA, but as a fan, if you said, Goo, go choose the starting five, that I told you yesterday, Kuminga, Dre, Jimmy, Steph, and Pods would be the starting five.
Yeah, and again, I don't...
Until Melton can go.
I don't care if it's Pods. I don't care if it's Melton. I don't care if it's Moody. I don't even care if it's Richard.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I don't think that's going to be the cure-all, but it's the lineup that's probably had the best success this year.
I'll say this about Kuminga not playing. It lets me know after the response by the owner to that fan that he is allowing Steve Kerr to do what he wants to do, and that's why he's biting the bullet, if you want to call it that, and okay with JK out of the lineup. I got to give Joe that he's – I could be totally wrong, but it feels like he's letting the coach run it his way, and right now Kerr feels like Kuminga should not be on the court at all. I totally disagree, but, you know, chalk one up for Kerr in that sense if I'm right.
Yeah, maybe that's changing, too. Maybe they're going to try to steer Kurt in a different direction.
Mm.
But, yeah, I do think, obviously, they've got some roster issues, and right now the pieces aren't falling into place. Let's go to Jay in San Francisco. Hey, Jay, how you doing?
How you doing, fellas?
Hey, good.
How you doing, fellas?
Good.
So you got to think about the organizational structure right now, right? I think – you know, Steve Kerr has been coaching Draymond Green for 10 plus years, right? He's acted a certain way to Draymond Green. He's let Draymond Green slide on a lot of stuff, right? The Jordan Poole thing, the Kevin Durant thing. And now Draymond Green, he's just not as good as he was. He's not even close to being as good as he was. But Steve Kerr can't change the way he acts to Draymond Green, right? And that it won't work. If Steve Kerr tries to become more strict with Draymond, it wouldn't make sense. Now, Steve Kerr isn't checking anybody in that locker room. It's kind of a free-flowing kind of area, and that's what makes it beautiful. But when it's not working, it's not working, right? And he's not the type of guy that's going to go to the player and confront him on doing different things. And I think that's why there needs to be some sort of organizational change and organizational structure. But yeah, that's my take on it. Hopefully there is some change this year. But Guru, by the way, I went to Mission San Jose High School. You guys used to kick our ass in football and basketball.
I remember, baby. Oh, man. Yeah, Mission San Jose. MVAL, baby.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right. Mission Valley Take Athletic care. League.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate the call.
I used to put it on, oh boy.
Well, you or your school?
Me, when we played them.
Just checking.
Yeah. Don't get jealous. Anytime somebody called about Pennsylvania and your stuff, and we got gas, then somebody calls out of the blue, I don't know.
You're telling on yourself.
And
right
remembers
now.
Me, you know, let me have my two minutes.
Well, it turned into 20, though.
Well, it can.
Let's go to Matt's in San Rafael. Hey, Matt. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right.
Yeah, so two things. One, I don't know when it changed, but if you look at the way that, you know, they've put this Warriors team together, the Warriors used to operate in that golden age, you know, with Kerr, like, kind of like the Niners and Lynch did in the first 5 years. You know, they were obviously in it, going after KD, Supermax for Clay, re-signing Steph. It was obvious they were all in, they were willing to max things out, and then suddenly there's been this paradigm shift where now it's almost like they manage it like the far-on Giants. It's like bargained in, oh, we'll go get you a broken down back nine, Jimmy Butler, Pat Bev, like, we'll draft somebody like Kuminga, but instead of, you know, ingratiating ourselves to him and bringing him into the fold, we're going to make him, you know, play with our food and make him feel like he's not wanted every 10 minutes so he can never really get comfortable. And that's why that whole strength and numbers thing is so absent right now. The team used to be so cohesive from the front office to the court, and it's just not there. And I think because of that, it's so unfair that Steve Kerr takes this on the chin, because look at what he did for this franchise. Nobody seems to remember the Sprewell dark days back in, you know, Oakland, when nobody even cared to watch the Warriors. It was so embarrassing. They turned it around, and this guy has earned a little bit of leeway, because right now they're asking him to build a castle with toothpicks. It's crazy. They got to get him some players, because I don't know a coach in the league that could take this roster and make it a contender. It's just not fair.
Mm. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. And I heard Bonte bring this up to the Morning Joes, Shasky and Spadoni. Shasky actually asked him, and Bonte recited what I recited to you yesterday when Joe Lacob joined their show in the morning, and echoed, you know, the sentiments that, you know, it's a group effort. So that caller is saying Kerr had nothing to do with the lineups or, you know, the draft or drafting. And Stoney, I think all of them do. If I'm to take Joe at his word. So yeah. Everybody's got some blood on their hands in regard to why we don't got better players.
Yep. But that to me is directly on Lacob and Dunleavy. But again, I'm just like, to me, given where they were in the dynasty and then their goals of what they were trying to do, they've got a roster now that is top heavy money wise.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, if you're just joining us, here's what we're talking about. Joe Lacob received an email from a fan saying the fan was frustrated and what does Curry have to do, score 50 a night for us to win, and the roster's no good, and Butler's playing out of position and he's not good enough. And Lacob got right back to him, and the email that Lacob sent back has been published by SF Gate, and it's authentic. And Joe Lacob said, "You can't be as frustrated as me. I'm working on it. It's complicated. Style of play, coaches' desires regarding players, league trends, Jimmy is not the problem. What do you make?
Let's put it right on the table. Brought to you by Echo Pest Control. You two tell me if it, you and Evan, if it qualifies as a rat. You're Steve Kerr. You wake up, your wife has dinner, breakfast ready for you, you're sipping your coffee, and you see that response. It bother you? Coach's desires? Like, damn, Joe, could you have held out on that one? Because now I'm going to talk to Willard and Dibbs, and they're probably going to, or any outfit is going to ask me about what my boss said or what he meant in coach's desire.
I mean, like, I
think I'd feel some type of, like, you know, damn.
I mean, like, I don't know. What does he mean? Coach's desires regarding players, like the coach desires.
Not to play some player.
Draymond Green to not turn it over as much.
Well. No, my
desires Kuminga to rebound and run the floor more.
Oh, okay. I was looking at it as personnel. Desire to play certain style and who to play and who not to play.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. Let's go to Steve. Steve's in the Bay Area. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey. Pretty good, if I can tell.
All right.
I've heard you guys say a lot about camaraderie. I don't think you're going to get that from Kuminga. I think he's stuck in his brain about what he thinks he can do.
Mm.
I also think for the Warriors to free up any type of money, Butler and Curry are going to have to go to the front office and restructure the contract so the Warriors can actually have money to do things. That's what I think. Other than that, I really don't see where the camaraderie is going to come from. You only have four really good players that's doing anything. Other than that, the rest are trash.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that's happened through 27 games. Is our young guys haven't been great.
Are they just not a good fit for this system? Do you think if we polled all the youngsters, it's like, man, this is calculus. Put me somewhere where I could read and just go play. I have those thoughts, and I'm just running it by you. It's not a cop-out, but I'm wondering, do you think this, where you got to have, you know, a high basketball intellect, do you think it could be holding some of these youngsters back?
Yeah, I do. Mm. I do. That's why.
Kuminga wants to get out of Dodge?
No, it's why, you know, basketball IQ can be important, and especially apparently on this team. But here's the other thing. How can you change the system when Steph's the system and he's playing at this level?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what that means.
Well, it was just a thought, not changing it on the fly, but I just, we got the James Harden drop. I am the system, but wow.
I'm not a system player. I am a system.
Let's go to Marvin. Marvin's got 3 points to make. Hey, Marvin.
How you doing, guys?
Doing well.
I'm just going to say this. Everybody's coming up with the same things they always come up with, but they're forgetting a few things. Let me go over the last couple games. We have pads on the court, hogging the ball, dribbling up the court, letting the defense get set. We go down 20 points to Oklahoma City. What does Kerr do? He takes pods out of the game, sits them on the bench, plays De'Anthony Melton and Seth Curry. We catch up. And I was saying that we did that. The last five, I said, you know what Kerr's going to do? He's going to put the bowling ball that scores half a point a minute back in the game for the last 5 minutes, and we're going to lose by 10 points. How did that game end up?
Wow.
We put him back in the game. We fell behind again. In the Minnesota game, Paz is on the court going 0 for whatever. I think he scored 2 points. He played 27 minutes or something like that, and they scored 19 consecutive points. He's getting beaten on defense on almost every play. He stays in the game. Okay, you get him out of the game, and all of a sudden everything was even again. We start scoring along with Minnesota, even though we were down a lot, and we catch up. What happened at the end of the game? He puts him back in the game. Did we win? No. I'm going to go to the Portland game. They scored 11 baskets in the fourth quarter at the rim. I know we had a bad ref calling fouls every time they did that, but did Kerr make any changes in terms of putting Trayce Jackson-Davis back in the game in the fourth quarter to stop that those shots at the rim? No. And De'Anthony Melton, when he first played for the Warriors last year before he got hurt, they sat Pods on the bench. De'Anthony Melton was the starter. point of attack defender. Look what he did against Trey Maxey in Philadelphia. Stopped him on the last play where everybody knew that guy was going to shoot. He shot an air ball, okay? So the bottom line is, I think that if the problem we have is Kurt is so stuck on this guy that I don't know if I can watch another Warrior game where he keeps playing this guy. Because this guy's played 34 minutes in the last game, and we lost. I mean, if that's the only guy who played more was Curry. I mean, you're going to tell me you're going to sit Richard, who is twice the defender that Pajinski is. So in my opinion, we got a coach who's lost it. He doesn't know how to adjust. He's a terrible in-game tactician, and he is the biggest thing that you change. And look at, we beat Minnesota. We beat the Lakers. We beat Denver. We've beaten good teams with the same roster. The whole difference was who played and who didn't. And I say you sit, pause, and watch what happens to this team. All of a sudden, instead of dribbling the ball up and then looking around what he's going to do with them penetrating, the last thing I'll
Marvin, I got to go. But I got to go. I got to go. It's 11-12.
Yeah, he ain't a pods guy, man.
He stuck on that one point. And we can talk about that on the other side. Don't forget, Ross Tucker's coming up in 20 minutes. We're going to switch to football, finish up on the Warriors on the other side. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And that segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hold the line, Steve. Stevie. Hold the line.
Stevie, put Kuminga in there, Steve.
I got my own complaint.
We love Coach, man.
Well, Joe Lacob's frustrated. He made it official late last night. He got back to a Warrior fan and said, Warrior fan was complaining about the team, and Joe said, I'm more frustrated than you are. It's very complicated what's going on with the Warriors. He's working on it. Style of play, coaches' desires regarding players, league trends. Jimmy's not the problem.
Yeah, I disagree with him there. It's not a problem, but he could give you more. I know you don't think he can at his age, but I do.
888-957-9570 is the number. And we're talking about what you think Joe Lacob meant by those things that he emailed back to the Warrior fan. And it's also just vintage Joe Lacob to do that. It's pretty accessible, pretty straightforward, not afraid to talk about the team with people. And that's what he had to say to a frustrated fan. And that's what we're talking about today.
You and I are different. Everybody knows it. It's what makes the show. It you know, what it is, whatever you deem that to be. But if I had his number, like you do, and this dropped, I'd just say, hey, Joe, you want to come on? And I think he might come on. Like, you're laughing, you're grinning with the sinister grin, but seriously.
Well, honestly.
If that was Myers, you know, I'd be like, hey, Bob, you want to hop on?
Yeah.
Clarify some stuff, chop it up, that's all.
You know, it's like the Warriors. It's more complicated than that.
That's a Facebook relationship.
Trades are hard. That is.
First of all, there's what's known as a chain of command.
He's the owner.
And you know who would be mad?
Not our guy.
Yes.
Yeah. You, listen to me.
No, not him.
No, Raymond, I got you.
I mean, you got it.
Raymond's the guy to the president, right?
Tim Kawakami doesn't say, Joe, come on the podcast, and Joe goes on the podcast without telling Raymond. Kawakami goes to Raymond and says, I'd like Joe on the podcast.
Did you see that tweet he put out, TK, that I
printed? No, I'm not on Twitter.
Are you?
You're on everything else.
Hey, Evan, do you believe him?
I do, but don't act like you're not on social media.
Nah, Evan, you're being normal.
You're
now.
Just not on Twitter.
Yeah, I think he is. You Snoop.
What's your point? What did he say?
I'm about to. If
who are we even talking about?
Tim Kawakami. I'm about to tell you. This is where you're supposed to cover me and talk. You do it all the other time.
What was it about? Warriors or 49ers?
Oh, boy. The Warrior broadcast.
We know.
Don't go.
Let's go to Allen, New Jersey.
That's stupid. Don't say that.
Hey,
Allen, New Jersey is going to just absolutely eviscerate Kerr. What's up, Al?
Al.
Hey, how you guys doing today, man?
Hanging in, man.
What's up, fellas? Yeah, so, yeah, Kerr's been bad for going on four seasons right now, and we're just starting to realize it. I'm seeing you guys just starting to speak on it. He's been causing the team to underachieve for four straight seasons, including this season. They got Jimmy standing in the corner, and now fans are saying why Jimmy isn't able to produce more. He's standing in the corner while Pods and Pat Spencer are running our offense. JK is too good to be sitting on his bench. Mm. This team is not good enough. I heard you guys say that yesterday. This team is not good enough. He's the third best player on this team, and he's sitting on a bench. His rotations are bad. It's just flat-out terrible coaching. And I'm glad Joe came out and said something.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate the call. I mean, if Steve Kerr, like, I don't think he's going to get fired.
No,
but if it's not,
on.
But if it's not working, he's not a dummy. I mean, I could see him going to Joe and saying, "Well, what do you want to do
after the season? Even okay. if we miss the playoffs, just me. This is a movie in the waiting. This run, you ain't end it. I wouldn't, Stani, end it on. I'll bow out and you. No, hell no. Well, we finishing this thing out.
Well,
and I don't think he's leaving.
But what do you mean?
I think he's coming back
next year.
Yeah,
I'll bet on that. I would make a bet on that.
Now I'm thinking of Willard and Diaz. What would they say?
I mean.
I've talked before, too. I got till two. Stani, you really think this is it? Michael Jackson, huh?
Well, yes. He's not under contract next year.
But we've been here before.
This is a different time.
And there was no Jimmy Butler on the roster then.
What are you going to do? So what are you going to do? Extend Kerr 3 years after this year? That ain't happening.
No, you're going to get in a room and talk about going out with Dre and Steph.
That's what they're doing, and it's frustrating people. They are going out with Steph and Dre. By the way, we got Ross Tucker coming up in 5 minutes, NFL Odyssey Insider.
Quick tidbit we'll on him, because you like trivia. Can you and Evan guess how many teams he played on in his NFL
Four.
Career? It's six.
Okay.
Right. Can you name them?
Who?
Ross Tucker, our guest, coming up at 11:30.
Washington, Buffalo, Patriots.
That's three. I'm shocked. You got three more. How do you shock me?
Jacksonville.
Nope.
I'm just naming all the bad teams.
Atlanta.
Nope. You were on a roll, man. It was impressive. Ross Tucker,
you're missing
three.
He did not play for the Eagles.
No, he did not. But somebody in their division. He played for somebody in the
Dallas.
Eagles.
Division.
Yeah. And another team in their division.
Philly?
No, he already said it.
Wait, he already said Washington.
Yeah, there's one more team. Washington, Dallas, and the
Giants?
Yeah.
Wow.
And got a ring with the Pats.
How many games did he play that year?
2007. It doesn't say. I just got the team.
That's probably his none.
Oh, no, he didn't
play with the Giants.
It says New York Giants, 2001-3. Tucker began his NFL career with the Giants.
It said he played for the Browns.
I got it right here, Ross Tucker.
Yeah, 2001-2003, that was Washington.
It says 2001-2003, Tucker began his NFL career with the Giants. Washington football team, 2004, he played the season with Washington.
I love
2005,
this.
Tucker joined the Cowboys for a brief stint. 2006, the Bills, spent time with the Bills, contributing to their offensive line. 2007, Pats, Tucker was part of the Patriots roster during their Super Bowl run. In 2008, the Jets, he finished his career playing with the Jets.
Which Ross Tucker All right.
No.
We can ask Ross.
Yeah. Ross Tucker, American football player and sports broadcaster.
I got him. I don't have Giants on my.
He started with Washington because he played with Gibbs, right?
Yeah. AI summary.
What are you reading?
I'm just AI summary to summarize the teams that Ross Tucker.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Don't.
Boy.
AI is a problem.
We'll talk to Ross about it.
No, but tell me the problem, me real quick.
The problem
wrong.
Is AI is not always correct.
I've never known it not to be right on the show. It had the Giants on 103. Damn, goo. Wow.
We can talk to Ross about it in 3 minutes.
Real quick, Evan, where'd he start? Cleveland?
Washington.
Wow.
Anyway.
Well, he played on Dallas. They got something right.
Former NFL offensive lineman Ross Tucker played for five different teams over a seven-year career. Washington, Dallas, Buffalo, New England, and Cleveland.
So he was never on the Giants.
No. Yeah. I'm sure he'll be like, well, I went there once for training.
I bet he wanted to play for him.
Evan, I'm mad at AI and not Allen Iverson. Wow. I didn't know. Wow.
By the way, Ross is coming up momentarily, but.
Talk to me.
We're going to play that game at some point later today.
Oh, it's taking off now. They're doing it with every entity, too. Tell the people to
Guru
get
Guru sent out a photo.
It's incredible.
Last night of the 11 players.
Basketball.
11 players. And Evan may try to pump it out on social media, whatever. And the 11 players were Kareem, Bill Russell, Kevin Durant, Duncan, Magic, Shaq, Bird, Jordan, Curry, LeBron, Kobe, and it says you have to take two out. If you have to take two out.
Dude.
I mean, one to me is so easy, it's not even funny.
And some buddies of mine.
That's why they put two.
My buddy June, you met him at Nora's party?
Okay.
He wanted to fight. I'm not doing that. You don't have to remove two. We need to celebrate him.
I go,
dude, relax. Where's this coming from? But that's how difficult it was for him. This is fat. They're doing it with singers, too, now. Who's getting up for Michael? And they got all the top singers at the table.
I mean, the one guy who's leaving right off the bat is Kevin Durant.
What are you? He's the baby Wemby.
That's unanimous.
He's gone. Why?
Well, he would be the father to Wemby because Wemby's like 22.
Why is KD gone?
Because there's not 10 Larry players Bird's better than him.
Category.
Magic's offensive repertoire couldn't hold a candle to KD. Stop it. Why is KD gone? He is the real Wemby. The first dude we've seen that long that could do what? Man, come on, man, please. And I love Irvin. People don't talk about the situation Irvin got drafted into. It was heaven.
Kevin Durant is not in Bird or Magic's class.
You do, please. Please.
So he's gone.
Not on my list.
All right. Now the next one is tricky.
Stop, please.
But I got to tell you, it's coming down to Shaq or Kobe.
Stop it.
What do you want me to say?
Fight.
I'm being completely honest.
Just stop.
Now, let me tell you what the easy way out would be. Get Bill Russell off there because he's not in that generation.
Oh,
like, Bill Russell can't be in there because he played in the 60s.
That dude, man. But I love me some Magic, but
let me ask
you
this.
Just can't say goodbye to your precious boy.
Let me ask you this.
See you, Larry.
If you had to take Kobe or Shaq. Oh, we got it.
No.
All right. Let's head out to the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop? On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. What's up, Ross? How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, fellas. I got a doubleheader this weekend, including my first in-person Niners game of the year.
Nice.
I will be in the booth with Kevin Harlan Monday night, Westwood One, for Niners at the Colts. I may come out of retirement to help Philip Rivers try to see if the Colts can get a couple of guys in their mid-40s out there against the Niners. But very, very much looking forward to it. I love seeing teams in person for the first time every year. I haven't had a chance to see the Niners yet, so good timing talking with you guys.
Ross, real quick, Stoudy, do you ever pinch yourself? You were blessed with the skill to play in the NFL, and now you're calling the games, and I'm a nerd when it comes to my announcers, and you call them so damn good. When did you know you can do it? And do you ever just pinch yourself like, I'm pretty damn talented?
You know, Guru, I really appreciate you.
I'm being real, man.
So this is the truth. And you guys are in media, so you'll appreciate it. And I think a lot of people driving around will appreciate it. So my dad is 5'9", 160 pounds, okay? And so I think like everybody that grew up where Steiny and I grew up, I wanted to play football for Penn State and then the Eagles, right? That was the plan, Guru. and then I think in seventh grade, I was a real late bloomer. So seventh grade, when everybody else was getting bigger, I was like, okay, well, the whole Penn State Eagles thing isn't happening. So I actually wanted to either go to Sports Illustrated and write for them or work for ESPN. I wanted to be a broadcaster. And so literally growing up, you know, everybody has a dream or two, I hope. I only ever even thought of two. One was playing, but I kind of gave that up in seventh grade. The other one was being a broadcaster. And then what happened is, like, every year I just kept growing, like, 3 inches and gaining 30 pounds. And next thing you know, I was good enough to play for a while. But if you ask my family and friends, they will tell you that God made me good enough at football so I could become a broadcaster. So I could get these gigs that I'm getting. And awesome. So, no, I'm incredibly fortunate. I'm doing – the only thing I ever wanted to do other than play football is call games. So, you know, do it with Tom McCarthy on Sunday, who's the voice of the Phillies, and everybody loves him. So we get on the plane together, like, oh, Tom, because we get in at the Philly airport. They love Tom. Like, what about me? Hey, what about
No doubt.
And then Monday night, Kevin Harlan. There's a couple times, Guru, where I'll do a game with Kevin Harlan, and I'll, like, forget that I'm the analyst. I'm just, like, listening, and I'm excited.
Yeah.
And he'll have, like, a great
call.
Help
me out, Ross.
And then the producer will be like, Ross, it's your turn. It's like, I'm so used to watching or listening to him that I forget I'm with him.
Wow,
I'm the other guy.
Russ Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Do you go into a game like Monday night against, 49ers, Colts, with particulars to look for, and you just kind of take in the game big picture? And because it's the first time you're seeing the Niners in person, does that change the way you would watch a game from the second or third time during a year?
Awesome questions across the board. I already have things. My brain's already going. Because if you watch Rivers against Seattle, it was a lot of underneath stuff. It was a lot of ball out quick, and when he tried to drive the ball down the field a little bit more, it was not really successful. So I'm already thinking, all right, what is Saleh going to do? You know, is it press man? Is it zone but condensed? What are they going to do to try to take it away so that Rivers can't just throw the behind the line of scrimmage stuff, can't just throw? You almost want to make him try to throw the ball down the field and prove that he can do it. My guess is that would be the plan. And so the older I get, I guess I get into the chess match a little bit more, and I realize just how significant the coaching aspect of this whole thing really is. There are guys that absolutely, I feel like, give their players a significant advantage. And then there's other teams where I'm like, wow, this guy's really putting them in a bad spot. I mean, they are really not doing some of the things that you should be doing to have success. So I look at it more from that perspective. I think I'm doing Jets Saints on Sunday for TV. So for the Jets, I just did them this past Sunday against Jacksonville. So really, I'm just looking at what the changes are with the new D coordinator. For the Saints, I did them in the opener against the Arizona Cardinals. So they got a lot of different guys out there, you know? So it's more kind of how have they morphed from a personnel and scheme standpoint. So it really is, you know, case by case basis.
Ross, and I hear you loud and clear. You know, I keep saying this Niners season is incredible, and it is, and the job Kyle's doing. And offensively against the Titans, I got what I wanted. I wanted to see that connection with Brock and Pearsall. I got it, 3 touchdowns. But defensively, Ross, the game was, it was 17-10. The Niners led at half. Am I nitpicking when I say Tony Pollard had 100 and, you know, they average almost 7 yards on the ground? But that's part of the Niners story, right? Am I nitpicking that I'm like, you know, the final was 37-24 and Tennessee showed a little thing? What did you make of this last week's game defensively from the Niners? Because I thought they moved it a little bit, you know, heading into the playoffs. I'm like, the Niners got to be more sharp on the defensive end, or am I nitpicking?
I don't think you're nitpicking. I will say the Titans have figured something out these last couple weeks because they put 30 points up on the Browns, who have a really good defense, and they ran it all over the Browns. So the Titans have kind of figured something out with the run game, which I think is a really important element of this, which is that these teams change. These teams change absolutely and morph throughout the season. There are teams that are playing their best ball right now, or maybe just their best ball on one side of the ball, and that's like the Titans' offense. Meanwhile, it felt like the Niners' defense really had something with how they had performed, you know, the couple weeks before that. You know, we were talking about, holy cow, holding two teams to less than double digits. We were getting fired up about the Niners' defense. I thought it was a step back. And when you consider their schedule the next three weeks, they're going to need that unit to play better for sure, or certainly play more like they did, you know, those couple games before it.
Russ Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. What'd you make of the Brandon Ayuk situation where the 49ers have placed him on the left the team list, which I didn't even know existed, but he's probably played his last game for the Niners. How does an outsider looking in view that situation?
As a cautionary tale, and that the Niners really made a mistake with the contract that they gave him. Mm. You know, when there are that many red flags and issues before you give the guy life-altering money, what do you think it's going to be like after? And I know it's a little bit different because he got injured and whatever, but it just felt like the way he was going about it before the contract, that there were a lot of concerning things. I guess, you know, they didn't know what they would get. I'm trying to remember the timing of it, but they didn't know what they'd get out of Pearsall. They didn't know what they had in Jennings. But it does feel like a cautionary tale for the 49ers and other organizations about, it's not really about making sure you pay the right players. It's about making sure you pay the right people.
Hmm. Ross, what do you make of, and have you played in the league? Have you seen anything like this Philip Rivers story, who's been gone forever, comes back, and before the game against that Vonda defense in Seattle, people at the station, my friends laughing at old Philip Rivers. They didn't expect anything. I did, and I got what I saw. Like, I was impressed with what he did against that defense. How on alert should Niners fans and their defense be with this iteration of the Colts now that he's under center, this offense?
Well, I would say very, in the sense that I do think having Rivers injects something into the Colts fan base and into the team. So if it was Riley Leonard, I think, you know, the fans would feel like, all right, the season's a lost cause at this point, and maybe the defense too. I do think it helps that they lost to Seattle. If they had beaten Seattle, then they'd really be feeling themselves a little bit. But they lost, and it's really an uphill battle for them to make the playoffs, and they probably recognize that. However, I still think just having a legend like Rivers and his first home game in 5 years, I think the storyline, believe it or not, gives the Colts and their fans a boost, which is going to make that atmosphere Monday night, I think, a decent amount louder and more combative than it would have been otherwise.
Interesting. We're joined by Ross Tucker, NFL Odyssey Insider. One of the things that we've talked a lot about this year with the 49ers, Ross, is, you know, the schedule's a little bit on the lighter side. The Eagles came into last week's game obviously struggling. What do you make when they beat a team like Vegas 31-0? I got to believe you hesitate to say their problems are solved, but where are the Eagles right now?
Well, with the exception of the Bears game, in which they got out-schemed more than anything else, it's been...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
In well over a month where their defense has been awesome. I mean, I don't know what happened in that Bears game, but really ever since the bye, they shut down the Packers. They shut down the Lions. They shut down the Chargers. You know, they really shut down the Raiders out. 75 yards? I've never even heard of that in an NFL game. And so I think that is why the Eagles are still Super Bowl contenders. Their defense is good enough that if the offense does just enough, they can win playoff games, which is wild because almost all of their high-paid guys are on offense. You know, right. That's where A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, the O-line, Dallas Goedert, defensively is the young guns. I think there's a lesson there. But you think about the D-line, Nolan Smith, Ajomo, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, none of those guys are on their second contract. Their two best defensive players might be Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, who are second-year cornerbacks. So the Eagles are in a unique place. The good news is they have an awesome defense and they're young. The bad news is they have like seven guys that need new contracts over the next couple of years.
Ross, I don't want to jinx the Niners, but I told Stani and the listeners, I feel like one win in the next three, they're in. And, you know, Micah goes down in Green Bay, and I still didn't have the Packers as my pick. It was the Rams. I feel like their D can be – you can move the ball and run on them. And I'm holding them, you know, judging them on a pedestal. Tampa Bay's kind of scrambling, two ugly losses. Talk to me about if the Niners do get in and Kyle and all the pedigree he has in the playoffs. I mean, the NFC seems like wide open. How would you assess the Niners' chances if they get in the tournament?
Well, I do think the Rams and the Seahawks are the two best teams. And I think right now, the three teams with the best chance to go to the Super Bowl and win it from the NFC would be the Rams, Seahawks, and Eagles, in my mind. Just because the Niners' path, highly likely to be the three road playoff games. Yeah. That's tough. I mean, it's been done, but that's tough. You know, absolutely massive edge to whoever wins Thursday night's game between the Rams and the Seahawks. I would argue it's too much of an edge. I hate that the winner of that game pretty much just has to win two home playoff games to go to the Super Bowl, and the loser has to win three road playoff games. I will say I haven't gotten deep into the tiebreakers yet, and it's probably going to be tough for the Niners with the games they have coming up. But, you know, that Week 18 game, Seattle and San Francisco might be for the 5 seed, and that's a big difference. I would much rather go to Carolina or Tampa than very likely go to Philadelphia. Much rather. So, I mean, it feels to me I'd almost rather go to Chicago than Philadelphia. It almost feels like you'd rather be the 5 seed or the 7 seed than the sixth seed. There's going to be a lot of machinations we're going to be talking about when I talk with you guys in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Hey, Ross, a couple quick things. I know you're about the same age as Philip Rivers. Like, if you had to play guard Monday, what would happen?
Well, first of all, I would decline, Steiny.
I'll tell you why.
A couple reasons. Number one, you know, my wife and daughters, they've already been waiting for me to get inducted in the Hall of Fame for 17 years. And it's probably just not fair to them to reset my clock.
That's pretty good.
And make them wait another five, you know, for me to even have a chance at the Hall of Fame. I am, by the way, in the Berks County chapter of the Pennsylvania State Hall of Fame. I'm not in the real Pennsylvania State Hall of Fame. I'm in the, you know what I do when I tell people that? I say, yeah, I'm in the Pennsylvania State Hall of Fame, Berks County chapter. Like I trail off. I move my head and trail off as I say Berks County chapter. But no, I mean, at 250 pounds, that would go really, really poorly for me now.
Gotcha.
You know, I'll tell you, I think about this a lot. And Philip Rivers falls into that category. I know it's a great story and the Disney story and whatever. And I appreciate that he's not scared about it. I haven't even seen how much money they're paying him, which I'm curious about. And for Philip to get health insurance
there
for
you
his
go.
10 kids for another 5
there
years,
you go.
That's probably worth it just in and of itself.
Yeah.
But when I talk to guys who are thinking about retiring, I'm often surprised that a guy will play an extra season, you know, who's made oodles of money for like $2 million when after taxes it's $1 million. And that's really not going to make a difference in their life or affect them at that stage. But a serious injury will, you know.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, a serious injury will be with you for the rest of your life. So I think it's hard to feel that way when you're in it. But when you've been out of it as long as me, you realize, man, the pros really do not outweigh the cons there.
Ross, I see your helmets in the back, and I can only imagine if I got to the league, I trusted AI, and it had you starting your career with the Giants, and Evan, our producer, was like, nah, that ain't right. AI got you. My bad. But do you have a room with all the jerseys for the teams you played for at your house?
Yeah, so I can't swing this camera
around.
Okay,
because I see the helmets.
Yeah, it's hard. I don't know how to swing the. I can't
it's
do
all
it.
Good.
I can't
it's all
camera
good,
around,
baby.
Unfortunately.
All right.
But I got helmets and game balls behind me. By the way, I got more game balls than that. Those are just the only ones that fit. And then right over there is my wife's high school jersey. Then I got my Princeton jersey, Redskins, Cowboys.
Nice.
And then in the exercise room, which is next door to me, I've got my Buffalo Bills.
There you go.
You know, I only played like 20 snaps for the Patriots, so I didn't ask for that. And the Browns, I didn't even want my helmet after they cut me. I'm like, I don't want anything.
Hey,
my time in Cleveland didn't even happen.
The other
not,
man.
Not even a thing. Didn't exist.
Hey, I got it right. It's
hey,
not,
by
yeah.
the way, I got a little tip for you. College football Saturday.
Oh, God.
Tulane will cover, and they got a shot at winning that game. I'm telling you right now, against Ole Miss.
You know, you like Tulane – an awful lot, Steiny, for a team that got super lucky to beat Army, because I watched that
game.
Super lucky. I mean, fourth down, the guy bobbles the ball. They probably shouldn't even – your team probably shouldn't even be in the playoff.
Please.
I've been trying to tell him that all week, Ross.
All
so
right.
You don't want to hear
it. All right.
No, you know what? I will say this. I'm fascinated by that. Like, is Lane Kiffin texting Charlie Weiss Jr. plays during the game because Lane Kiffin wants the bonus for Ole Miss advancing in the playoffs? Like, that whole dynamic to me is fascinating. But by the way, I've got the College Draft podcast where we talk betting in college football. And my co-host, Emory Hunt, he took Tulane in the points.
Whoa.
He thinks it's a lot closer than the regular season matchup. And he thinks
too.
They cover as well. I hope they do. Look. I'm an FCS guy, so I root for the G5s. I root for
Look
those
at
guys.
Him.
I hope James Madison goes up to Oregon and whips them. I don't think it's going to happen,
right.
But I would love if it did.
Yeah, I like our chances. You're I like our chances. All right, Ross, you're the man. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
See you, fellas.
Yes, sir. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
We'll get to the Niners, but my question is, Saturday's a big day for you. Your daughters are home. Do you go out somewhere in the Bay as a family and watch Tulane, or are you catching it at the crib?
You know, Goo, that's a great question.
I'm excited for you, and I'm going to be watching.
Go so, we started talking of, like, there's a watch party, you know, in San Francisco.
You got to be kidding.
Tulane alumni and parents and stuff. So we were going to go, but now those three are going skiing. They're not going to be around this weekend.
So you were ready.
So
you
I will be on my own.
Open house.
12:30 start. Mike, you know what? My problem with inviting guys over, I don't have a great place to watch TV. It's like a regular couch. And you
I've
know,
been to your house. You got,
but you're sitting on the couch, and it's like, if you guys can, sitting on the couch, and Guru will be to my right, and Evan will be to his right.
It's called
it's
a house.
It's goofy. It's just goofy. It's uncomfortable.
I'm you not looking mean? For stripper poles. I'll go somewhere else. But all you got is a TV, and we sit on our ass.
I'm not sitting three abreast on a couch with you guys watching
the game. I
got to
ask, Donnie, where's it at in the city? The Tulane Bar. That's action.
The one, the North Star Bar in North Beach.
Okay.
Was, I don't know if they move it around or not, but that's a place where some people
get. That's dope.
Look, they had a watch party about week six, and we went, and there was about six people there.
Okay, all right. Yeah, not a lot of action, huh?
But I'll be watching that.
Yeah.
I'll be watching that for no other reason to see the unis.
What about what Ross said about what possibly could come down and be on the line when, see, I know it's about Indy Monday night. And I don't like the fact that the Colts lost because now it's like they're on Buffalo's heels. But could you imagine the difference between that seeding, man?
I know.
That's a play. Like I said, the playoffs already started. Somebody saying I should use AI to find the Tulane watch party. I'd probably be.
I can tell you.
I could be in Oregon.
Hey.
No, they'll give me the wrong info is what they're saying.
Oh, I got you.
Sorry.
I got you.
Yeah.
No, I mean, hey, the more the merrier. Playing golf Saturday morning, though, so.
What time's the game?
12:30.
I love those. Let's
3:30
go.
3:30 art.
Just
Oxford
don't get embarrassed, Donnie. Show.
I won't. We
no,
won't.
The team.
They're not going to.
His
they're
boy said, take Tulane into points.
This is going to be. Don't you get it, Goo?
I get you smiling.
This is why we got a shot. They fired their coach.
And they might rally
behind
that.
And told him to hit the pipe.
Yeah, that happened.
Our coach got another job, and we said, bring it home, Johnny. Bring it home, John Sumrall.
I'll be watching it.
I think it might be on the Rebels.
Yeah. Remember, who did they beat where we took out Memphis?
Well, it's always funny because you could look at this multiple ways, which is, yeah, so the team, Tulane, might be feeling inspired about their coach being there, or
right.
They might also give up on him at halftime,
man,
because they know he's out
here.
Anyways.
Oh, man. And that's the thing with Kerr, just to bring it back to Steve. Donnie, I don't think this is his last hoorah, man. I just don't. I get there's nothing now left on the contract, but I don't think he's going out. He wants to go out, and the season's still young. I understand a lot of people aren't happy, the rotations, the practice. I get all that. But, man, I'm not going to ignore Steve doesn't have four rings, but I just appreciate Steve saying, hey, Steiny, Goo, I'm not doing the best. Like, how can you get more mad when somebody just looks themselves in the mirror and says, it's on me?
Well, I mean.
Well, what?
I mean, like, you can make a judgment about Draymond sticking up for Steve Kerr and not believing it. I just think he just, as Evan would say, just fell on his sword because he didn't want to rip the players. But no, I mean,
I have no idea.
What?
I didn't make a mistake, so I'm gonna be cautious.
Well,
if I trust my intel, I think he's joining Willard and Dibbs today. It's Coach Steve Kerr.
Oh,
okay. All right, got it. Five.
Way to go, Goo.
Yeah. AI, I'm done with it, Evan. I can't believe that.
Yes. Well, you just have to fact check the AI.
Oh, man.
You can be gullible at times.
No, yeah.
Because you send texts a lot of times that...
I get dupe. Felling people that in love with people that weren't in love with me. It's happened.
All right.
You called us something last night, which I didn't like, Steiny.
Yeah, you guys, when I don't send a text back real quick, you two need to do the personal text. I try to send a message without typing.
No, I know, we know.
But it was bad, Evan. Yeah. Take me off.
Naivete. That cut me.
Yeah.
He did hit you with that.
You know what? I'll do it. I'm going to let Goo in on something. Goo with the text at about 8:45. Big accident on the Bay Bridge. And Evan goes, sure.
When you get serious.
I got the messages up and I was going to text, sure. And I said, you know what? That'll get him mad.
No,
I'm not going to do it.
I just, wow, man.
All right.
Yeah.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.